You are listening to John Diard's Life Spa, your premier source for health news and Ayurveda, where modern science meets ancient wisdom.
Hi, my name is Dr. John Diard, and welcome to LifeSpa.com, where we prove the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with modern science. And today, I want to talk about Kaya Kalpa. Kaya means body, Kalpa means transformation. It literally means the transformation of your body. One of the original Ayurvedic detox, cleansing, rejuvenating, transformation techniques. Recently, there's been some amazing and very interesting science that proves some of the ancient transformation principles called Kaya Kalpa. Now, Kaya Kalpa has a lot of now science, but also there was a lot of mythology wrapped around Kaya Kalpa. A lot of that came from a book that I read many, many, many years ago in the early 1980s. It was a book called The Biography of Sriman Tapasvaji, who was a Vedic or a yogi who lived in a cave for 6 years, would do austerities like hold yoga postures for 24 hours. And when he got to be older, nearing 100 years old and getting kind of rickety, he was offered to do the traditional Ayurvedic Kaya Kalpa technique. We go into a dimly lit room with sensory deprivation, calorie restriction, special herbal rasayanas like amalaki and abhyanga, Ayurvedic oil massage, and really kind of pull back the bow into a deep, deep retreat. And eating very minimal special foods and so on. So anyway, story goes that he went into Kaya Kalpa and was rejuvenated and lived to be another 125 years old and did Kaya Kalpa again and then lived to be 150 and did Kaya Kalpa again and then lived to be 185 years old. Now there is zero science to back this story up. But it was a book that I read many, many, many years ago and intrigued me a lot about Ayurveda and longevity, and maybe I was young and innocent, but when I did finally go to India in 1986 and study there, I ended up living there for about a year and a half studying Ayurvedic medicine. I was fascinated by the Kaya Kalpa, and I would always ask my teachers whether I was in Varanasi or in the north or in Cochin in the south or wherever I was studying. I always wanted to know more about this traditional understanding of Kaya Kalpa. and sort of like the original Panchakarma, if you will, but it was done more in retreat. So, and the doctors would always say to me that the herbs once existed to have this powerful transformation. And the myth would go things like, you know, in the 6 week, possibly 3 month, Kaya Kalpa experience of deep sensory deprivation, special food, calorie restriction, all these things, their hair would fall out, grow back new, their skin would peel, grow back new, teeth would fall, grow back new, all these things that were sort of great, and they would live to be 185 years old, right? So it was sort of maybe a little exaggeration along the way as the story was told many times, but there has now been some interesting science to back up the principles and the concept of how this myth may have been based in some truth many, many years ago. So in 1991, a researcher, UCLA researcher, Roy Wolford, went into, in Arizona with seven scientists, into what's called a biosphere and did sensory deprivation, lived in this sphere for 2 years, grew their own food, were in significant calorie restriction, and when they came out, there was a Dr. Walter Longo, who's a PhD researcher, used to be at UCLA, now is USC, wrote a book called The Longevity Diet, and he was the one that monitored these scientists when they left the biosphere after 2 years of calorie restriction, sensory deprivation, things like that. And he said that they were lost a ton of weight and their organs literally shrunk to a very small size which is interesting. And he said that when they came out and they started eating again, their organs grew big again. And he said that from his, and these are all some of the best longevity researchers on the planet, said that the only way that an organ can grow from being small to being big is with more stem cell production. Stem cells are the cells that encourage growth and rejuvenation and repair of the body. And we produce a lot of them when we're young and less as we get older. And one of the tricks to longevity is to see if we can encourage production of stem cells. So he started doing research on calorie restriction and the ability to see if he can increase and boost stem cell growth activation with fruit flies, then mice, and then humans, and found that in fact, with a very specific reduction in calories, he could increase the growth in the stem cells. And when I read that research, I was like, wow, you know, the calorie restriction that he used in his research, sort of mimicking fasting, intermittent fasting, calorie restriction, time restricted eating, all of these things have been proven to boost what's called autophagy. Autophagy is the body kind of taking in a calorie restricted state. The body starts to think, I'm not getting any food from the outside, so what can I make use of from the inside? So it starts to go through all the old closets and in the basement and look for nutrients in some way, shape, or form, throwing out and detoxifying the bad and reconstituting the good and making energy. And this is a process called autophagy. It's a Nobel Prize winning science. It's the science that proves the effect of fasting. Fasting is something that's been around for, you know, millennia. It's been around forever. Usually in the springtime, we naturally don't eat that much because we're waiting for the foods to be harvested. So it's a natural time of fasting. Religious fastings are generally done in the spring. And this is typically because this is a time of austerities with regard to the food that's available for us to eat. So when you combine calorie restriction, a certain type of fasting, what Dr. Longo called the fasting mimicking diet, with a specific type of calorie restriction in the neighborhood of 800 to 1100 calories per day, and a very specific amount of those being fats and a very specific amount of those being proteins and carbohydrates, and you do that, Dr. Longo's research shows that absolutely you mimicked and actually increased the production of stem cells. You actually increased the rate of autophagy, the repair and the rejuvenation of the cells by the cleaning and the restoration process that happens when we don't eat that much, right? So, and I was like, wow. And Dr. Longo's suggestion was those men and women that came out of the biosphere and their organs grew to normal size again, the only way that could happen was with stem cell activation. The only way that the Kaya Kalpa, this body transformation, could have ever taken place to extend someone's life so significantly, to even remotely make their hair fall and grow back new, skin peel, grow back new, teeth grow back new, all these things, whether that's true or not, the only way that could ever possibly happen is with a boost or a burst in production of stem cells. So what I was fascinated by is that research that Dr. Longo did was very similar to some of the Ayurvedic cleanses, our Short Holm cleanse and our Colorado cleanse, that were very, very similar, but not precise. So what I did was I put together a cleanse called the Kaya Kalpa cleanse, and it's ancient Ayurvedic secrets to boost longevity, stem cell activation, and autophagy. And that's exactly what the science shows. So we just tweaked these cleanses a little bit to be precisely what's required to deliver those longevity stem cell autophagy benefits, which is really cool. And that's called our LifeSpa Kaya Kalpa Cleanse, which we're releasing now. It's brand new. And when you get that, you get a free ebook. The ebook is completely free. You get that, tells you step by step, about a 40-50 page ebook, tells you step by step how to do it, gives you the history of Kaya Kalpa, the research from the UCLA longevity doctors, all that's there, and then the step-by-step procedure of how to actually do the cleanse, which I think is really beautiful. And it's simply a 5-day cleanse. It's really simple. It's something that could be repeated over time for sure, but it includes things like sensory deprivation, where these ancient yogis would go into a cave or into a retreat and be in sensory deprivation. And part of that means that, you know, our short home cleanse and our Colorado cleanse, I've done them for decades, and always worked through them and was able to maintain my regular routine through them. The Kayakalpa cleanse is something that's different. What I'm asking folks to do is retreat. Take time. This is why we're launching this in the summertime, is because this is a great time. A lot of people have the time to take a 5-day retreat and just really, you know, step back and disengage from their environment. And that might include things like turning off your Wi-Fi. You know, don't turn on any lights or electricity in your house. Put candles on at night, and the sun is up late. Up with the sun, go to bed with the sun, and do a circadian reset. Part of it is another Nobel Prize-winning piece of science is the ability to reset your circadian clock and how important that is, right? So we talk about how to engage in a circadian medicine reset with the process of retreat and some sensory deprivation, not all the stimulation of cell phones and Wi-Fi and all of that, but just pulling back the bow and creating an inner experience of silence. We do use the ghee as a chelator for the impurities. We do use the ghee as a chelator for the impurities, and that's science has been done and it's published, and I write about that with regard to the short home cleanse and the Colorado cleanse. We found that when you take the ghee, it actually chelates heavy metals, pesticides, preservatives out of your body, and it continued to do that after the cleanse for 6 weeks in one study and for 3 months in another. So we do know that the ghee, when you take it in significant dosages, will pull impurities out of your body. The ghee is fat soluble, the toxins are fat soluble, they chelate, they pull attached to each other, and then they're escorted out of the body. And that's been well documented in a handful of studies, which is the basis for the Ayurvedic Panchakarma and our cleanses, the short home cleanse, which by the way is a free ebook for a 4-day cleanse, and our Colorado cleanse, which is a 14-day full-blown digestive reset, lymph cleanse, liver cleanse, and a digestive support sort of reset. So those are there, but this is different. This is one where we engage in, we really want you in a retreat. We employ the benefits of the ghee, the liver cleansing, flushing benefits of the ghee for the liver and the gallbladder. The khichdi can heal and repair your intestinal skin, repopulate a good healthy microbiome. We have special herbal rasayanas you take during the Kayakalpa cleanse as well. We engage you in a series of yoga, breathing, and meditation techniques, which we talk about in the free ebook for Kayakalpa. And then you can click on those links and get the protocols for the yoga and the breathing and the meditation. So we do that as well. The circadian medicine reset is there. Proper hydration is critical. The rest that you never give yourself permission to engage in is also very, very important as well. You know, we're always just go, 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 go. And this is a time where you get a chance, maybe this summer, to pull back the bow. You know, give yourself permission to just, you know, do the yoga, breathing, meditation. We give you a step-by-step, hour-by-hour plan for the day to what to engage in, what activities you can engage in, when to take the rest and when to eat and how much to eat. Very specific amounts of ghee, very specific amounts of khichdi that you eat. And it's a very much of a calorie-restricted diet and meal plan. And then along the way, I think maybe the most important part of it is the self-inquiry guide that we give you. A series of self-inquiry questions and journaling processes that take you through a critical analysis of old patterns of behavior that we may have created as young children that made us safe and secure to navigate our childhood that we're still projecting on the screen today as adults, and how important that is for us to free ourselves from some of those old patterns. What they knew thousands of years ago, and they called it mental ama or mental toxins, are these old patterns of behavior that make us think and do the same dumb stuff again and again. They are clearly the drivers of the degeneration of the body. I think we would all agree that it's the stress that we experience mentally and emotionally that just wears us out and may be responsible for a lot of the physiological body degeneration that we go through. And we have now good science to prove that. We know that the stress that we incur is processed through the intestinal tract, through the microbiome, that alters the production of neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, and it affects how the brain functions. We know that the gut sends those messages through the microbiome to the brain to tell your body if life is good, easy, no problem, or is there a bear chasing you. And if we keep sending those emergency alarm bell messages, the brain sends these messages to everybody to fight or flight and to get ready for the emergency. And that is, by definition, a degenerative, age-provoking chemistry, right? So why engage in that chemistry when we don't have to? But the mind gets, you know, a bee in its bonnet. It creates facilitated neural pathways that we drive down those roads. And they have become like big highways with four lanes with lights on them. And we just drive down the same road, think about the same stuff, react the same way, stressful response again and again and again, and find ourselves engaged in repetitive emotional reactivity to situations, family members, stress, workers, coworkers, things like that. But how can we begin to change the roads we drive on? And that's with new facilitated neural pathways that you drive on by, number one, pulling back the bow. These are Vedic principles, becoming more self-aware. And you do that when you still your mind, rest, you know, get rid of the distractions, the Wi-Fi, get into a peaceful environment like in nature, where you allow your nervous system to entrain with the stillness and the rhythms of the circadian rhythms of nature, and you become silent. Meditation, yoga, breathing are almost like biohacks to hack into the silence that we evolved from, being in rhythm with the rhythms of nature for millions of years, really, as we evolved over time. And then, so by using these meditation, yoga, breathing, turning off all the Wi-Fi, going into some type of retreat, giving yourself the rest that you need, and engaging then into self-inquiry allows us to become aware of the old mental, emotional patterns of behavior. Why? Candace Pert, in her groundbreaking book called The Molecules of Emotion, PhD researcher from NIH, found that there are such things as molecules of emotion. Ayurveda called it mental ama. And we store those molecules of emotion in our fat and our muscle, and they're pre-recorded stress responses to help us handle those stressors that we endured, you know, way, way back when. There's a handful of studies that show that we, as adults, are all the thoughts that we think and the behaviors that we have and the things that we do and say as adults come from impressions that were made in the first 6 years of life, suggesting that what I'm engaged in today as an adult is somewhat unconscious because it's based on these impressions from way back when. And we hold on to these impressions sometimes for a lifetime, and we live in a very unconscious way, reacting to our environment from old mental, emotional patterns of behavior that made us safe and secure as young kids. Perfection maybe at that point in time in your life, but as adults, maybe not so. So one of the major points of Ayurveda, whether it was through Panchakarma, Ayurvedic detox, yoga, breathing, meditation, or in a big way, Kayakalpa, was to create that stillness, give the body the stem cell activation needs for physiological rejuvenation and longevity, amp up the ability to get into autophagy, which is a self-repair, rebuild, rejuvenation of the body, but also engage in what's talked about as critical analysis, self-inquiry. Because when you start to get into stem cell activation, autophagy, you're by definition, again, burning fat as your source of fuel. A stable, non-emergently, sleep through the night, handle stress like water off a duck's back, source of fuel. And that's what we're looking to engage in for these 5 days, is this chemistry, physiology of stem cell activation, autophagy, repair, and rejuvenation and rebuilding. But also, the body now feels safe enough in that process to release fat and therefore molecules of motion that are stored in those fat cells, which gives us access and awareness to those old patterns of behavior, which gives us the ability to see door number one, those old patterns of behavior we've been driving down, doing the same dumb thing again and again and again, those four-lane highways with lights on it, doing the same thing that oftentimes results in the same result, which often isn't good. Or door number two, all of a sudden appears and you realize, wow, I can respond to this experience as opposed to reacting to my environment. I can respond based on me versus reacting based on them. So when I react based on them, I'm oftentimes reacting with anger or resentment or judgment. But when I respond based on me, when you truly are in that peaceful state, you realize that the me on the inside is peaceful, loving, giving, and kind. We know that when you engage in peaceful, loving, giving, kind behavior, crazy good stuff happens. Your telomeres and your brain and your chromosomes lengthen, linked to health and longevity. We know that the microbiome changes in a positive way, which changes everything. We know that that has a positive impact on the expression of the genes that are constantly being expressed, whether they express in a negative way or a positive way. Love, giving, kindness, caring, that changes the expression of your genes. We know that it produces more of the oxytocin, which is the longevity health hormone. The list goes on and on and on with regard to the science that suggests that we haven't trained ourselves to the rhythms of nature. We haven't trained ourselves to the stillness of the circadian rhythms. Yoga, breathing, meditation are in a way biohacks to help us access that stillness and that benefit that we now have scientifically documented, because those things help to bring us into that stillness. The Kaya Kalpa cleanse employs all aspects of this. Number one, the sensory deprivation, the cleanse, the detox, the rejuvenation, the self-inquiry, to really allow us to make a deep dive into our own silence, create a heightened state of awareness. With that awareness comes the clarity to see door number one or door number two, and then we can actually take action to free ourselves from those old patterns of behavior. The Kaya Kalpa cleanse, different than the Colorado cleanse, different than the Shortholm cleanse, is a more aggressive cleanse. As we said, this is a cleanse that requires people who have already become seasonal cleansers, have done the Colorado cleanse, the Shortholm cleanse, who have established themselves as successful in calorie restriction, intermittent fasting, time-restricted eating, people who have trained their body to be more easily accommodating the ability to burn fat, and then therefore don't have to go through the rough water to get into that place. So we highly recommend that this cleanse be done only with folks who have done cleanses before, have are well equipped to handle the transition in from sugar burning into fat burning, and have done calorie restriction or fasting over time, and they're really, really good at that. So the Kaya Kalpa cleanse is available for free. It's available now. We have a free ebook that goes into great detail, step by step, of the research. The step-by-step, hour-to-hour guide of what you do each day of the five-day cleanse, and a very powerful self-inquiry guide to guide you through the emotional transformation, the self-inquiry critical analysis. We can see what actions we need to take to make that deep and permanent transformation. And then we also have a kit, an Ayurvedic Kaya Kalpa cleansing kit that gives you all of the ghee and the khichdi and the herbal rasayanas that were used traditionally in Kaya Kalpa to actually facilitate the Kaya Kalpa, the body, mind, emotion, transformation that takes place with the Kaya Kalpa. So once again, that's available all at lifespa.com. The kit's available in our LifeSpa store, so check that out. Read the ebook for free, get acquainted with it, see if it's a fit for you. Summer is a great time to do the retreat, which is why we launched it now, so folks can have the time to maybe go, okay, this is the time for me to pull back the bow, really dive into my own silence, do some deep cellular repair and some deep emotional cleansing, and then engage in that transformation health, mind, body, and emotional transformation that we all seek. Okay, thanks for listening, and check out the ebook and get more information. We've got other articles and videos about the Kaya Kalpa at lifespa.com.